Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from awesome Phoenix, Arizona. I'll get my new little spiel down.
If I were you, I would have fast-forwarded through that too. Today, Jill and I talk about how we test for reason three times during the acquisition process.
How much do you fast-forward in life?
I fast-forward everything.
I know.
I mean, it's just the way the world is. Like, the greatest thing in the world is that 10-second button on Netflix and Amazon.
I don't use that unless I miss some dialogue because somebody else is talking.
Or like
I go backwards.
You listen. You look at you
I
wait
listen.
For all the stuff in the beginning, like which production company did what and who did the.
No, I don't do that. But
so that's what that 10-second button is for.
I thought you meant just my.
And that's
comments.
Why half the people that are listening or watching this, they already know what the intro is. They're going to fast forward to it.
Okay. They didn't hear any of this anyway.
This is where they probably started.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a Land Academy member, please join us on Discord.
Hello. Eve wrote, hello all. I'm working on my first mailer and came across the data that I did not have a situs address or zip code. Do you all have any advice on how I can price these properties since I did zip code pricing? Thank you in advance.
Go ahead, Joe.
Why? This is your kind of your area.
The vast majority of real estate in the country doesn't have a post office address, therefore does not have a ready-made zip code. You only get an address for a property, or the person who built your house got an address for the property by contacting the post office.
And so, saying we want to get mail there.
Yeah, we want to get mail.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to work backwards. If you have a small data set, you can just go on a map and look. It's not hard. Or if you're mailing one small little area, that's pretty easy. But that's not how we roll here. We send 10, 20, 30,000 mailers out at a time in all different zip codes. So DataTree was nice enough to populate the GPS coordinates columns really effectively. So it's not hard. In fact, it's incredibly simple to copy and paste the GPS coordinates out of the mailer that you're building. Whether it's a 100-unit mailer or a 100,000-unit mailer, drop them into an application that we use called geocode.io into a spreadsheet, pay them a couple bucks, and then dump it back out, back into your spreadsheet, into your mailer that you're building, and now you have a situs address. It's as simple as that. And then you can move through the zip code pricing like we teach in the education.
Exactly.
Today's topic, how do we test for reason three, no less than three times, sometimes more during the acquisition process? This is the meat of the show. What is test for reason? Test for reason is an old, I think it's an accounting concept. It might be, I mean, it's just pure logic to me, but I'm not sure where I first heard about it. But it's just applying logic. You go through all this brainy stuff in the world. Especially at Land Academy, and you'd come up for air, and you just want to see if it tests the reason of reality. Like
Eve's pricing example here. After you do all this, my zip code pricing work, I test for reason.
Like if in your 40s and you're married and you have kids, you just one day you wake up and you look around and say, how the hell did this happen to me?
You didn't test for reason.
That's exactly right, Jill. You didn't test for reason three
times.
Let's
have one kid and see if it makes sense. And then test for reason, decide, do I want to do this two more times?
Or how about we live together for 5 years?
There's a test for reason.
See if we liked each other at all.
Yeah, but, okay. We won't go there. So, I understand.
So when you're building your mailer, you go through all the process, the steps in the education, and you get to a point where you're pricing zip codes, just like this person's asking, Eve is asking. And so you take the first zip code, you find for the retail price per acre, and then you say, let's say I want to send out offers at 25% of the retail price per acre. It populates the data, and now you've got a zip code full of properties in that universe of land in the zip code. You pull out a half a dozen of them, and you drop them into Zillow just like you would if the offer was signed and sent back, and you take a look at it and you say, you know what, if the offer came back signed at this, I would buy it.
I explain it a different way. Let me know when you're done.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
So here's how I explain this. Test for reason is, do these numbers work? And when we say we do it three times, we really do. And I want you to think about this too. This came up in a career path session in the last couple weeks, and people were going, you do this that many times? I'm like, yeah, we really do. I want to make sure we're on the same page. It's a real good temperature check all along to make sure that what we're thinking is going to work, you know, and our pricing makes sense. So Jack perfectly explained Test for Reason is taking the numbers on your spreadsheet of the offers you're about to send out, making sure that if the offer came back signed, when you look it up, you still like that price. You would still buy it at that price. The numbers still make sense to you. The area still makes sense to you. You know, just all of those factors. So three times meaning, and when, what should you do? So when you're sitting and picking a county, I have three different times. Picking a county, pricing the mailer, and the offer comes back. So I'm kind of calling Test for Reason also kind of due diligence. It's just basically, again, a pricing temperature check is the whole big picture. You're picking a county. You're sitting here thinking about it. You're looking around at different areas. You're on Zillow. You're looking at data tree. You're looking at all these factors. You haven't done anything yet. You're kind of just getting a feel for the area, and you're getting a feel for price per acre and that kind of a thing. So your first phase would be, all right, if I send out offers to this area priced at X, they sign them and send them back, would I buy it? Does this make sense? Can I double my money and sell fast? That's kind of one. Yep, great. That's number two is you go all along, you do all your pricing like Eve. You got into it, you're doing zip your crisis, you can get your situs address in there. I mean, you're in it, man. Now you're about to send the mailers out. You've got your whole spreadsheet and you're staring at it going, how did I do? There's number two Test for Reason, where you're gonna go, all right, this offer came back. Do I still like this price? Did I do it right? Are my formulas working? Is the area I chose a good area? All those things, that's number two. And the third time that you're kind of doing, it's not really Test for Reason, but it's still, I call it, it's a due diligence pricing check again. So now that the mail went out, it comes back, it's signed. Now you're really staring at it, and that's the third time is when you go, do I still want to buy it? Does it still make sense to me? Did I price it well? Are properties still moving in this area? Keep in mind too that usually when you pick the county, from when you pick the county and you price it, days should have passed, not months. Just days, maybe weeks, I'll give you that, but days or weeks, not months. Now, by the time these offers come back, you could have days, weeks, or months. Sometimes we have years. So that's why when the offer does come back and sign, you know, just like blatantly go, yep, here we go, let's run and buy this. And that's, you know, now we're talking due diligence and you're doing other things, but you still Test for Reason. Just make sure that, do I want to buy this? Do I like these numbers still?
Every Thursday we have the Thursday member call, the webinar. And the vast majority of the call is us reviewing people's deals that came back. It's called, would you do this deal? It's not something we ever set out to do. It just became a thing. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for 6 years. And so when we look at somebody's property, they give us the APN, we pull it up in NeighborScoop. We look at all the information that they provide us. This is for members. And we, Jill and I either say, hell yes, I would love to do this deal. Or no, I think it's priced too high. Or no, it doesn't have access, or whatever the response is. That's what Testing for Reason is. Are we going to buy it? Does it make sense? Mm-hmm. It gives you confidence. That's what Testing for Reason does mm-hmm. for me in a lot of different areas in life, not just pricing real estate. Right. And you do the academic part up front usually. And then after kind of really getting in there and figuring it all out, or deconstructing or reconstructing whatever you're doing, take 10 steps back and say, does this make any sense at all? Whatever I'm building or trying to do here, does it, you know, if I do this for 5 years straight, is it going to pay out? Is it going to destroy my relationship? Is it going to build, make it better? Just test it for a reason. So that applies here times three.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of it, did you see that one that Jeff had that just came in a little while ago? A guy named Jeff. Okay, is it Schaefer?
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah, I would have said S, but okay.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said a different word, not the initial. Anyway, but he had a deal that's like, oh, we did this deal on a Thursday call. You guys liked it. Jack and Jill liked it. I was on the fence about it. I bought it. I made 50 grand. Oh, great. I was like, oh, there you go. That's really good.
That's a Land Academy deal.
It was awesome. He's a member. It was in Discord. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called The Real Math Behind the Number of Needed Offers You Need to Send Out to Succeed. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Sounds like a tongue twister.
Sometimes they are.
Good thing you
should I send out 10,000? Should I send out 1,000?
Oh, should that's I test the market? Good.
Should I test the market? Just send a couple of hundred and see what happens. What do I do?
Exactly. If you need access to any sort of ownership or property details, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood map overlays, please check out neighborscoop.com or parcelfact.com, created by investors. That's us, for investors like you.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.